nice to hear your voice again. I've waited all day long, even wrote a song for you. It's strange the way you make me feel. With just a word or two, I'd like to do the same for you. It's nice to hear you say hello. And how are things with you? I love you. But very soon it's time to go. An office job to do while I'm here writing songs for you. Strange how a phone call can change your day. Take you away, away from the feeling of being alone. Bless the telephone. It's nice the way you say my name. Not very fast or slow, just soft and low, the same as when you tell me how you feel. I feel the same way too. I'm very much in love with you. I'm very much in love with you.
Hold on just one second. Oh my goodness. Well, hi everyone. It's a very, very special episode of Preserve Jams today because we're not here for 1 hour. No. We're here for two, and we have some very, very special guest stars for our first hour, and then we're going to be guest starring on their hour. So basically, it's just 2 hours of radio fun. So we've got Lilia right now.
Hello.
AKA DJ Mirror Selfie.
DJ Mirror Selfie.
Here she is. Is that make two?
Do you take a lot of mirror selfies, Lilia?
Yeah. Well, not really that many, but my friends used to make fun of me for taking them. So.
For taking mirror selfies. Classic, Lilia.
Yeah.
And then Drew will be coming after he finishes being a nerd and doing his comp sci.
Honestly, I wouldn't expect him before 10. But if he does show up before 10, it'll be a good surprise.
Wow. Well, so wait and find out if Drew shows up.
I think Drew is always a good surprise.
Yeah. Always.
Always. I would agree with that, Bridget. And you know who's back, and better than ever.
Woo!
It's Bridget. Indeed. Because she hasn't been here in a while because she's been a nerd. So I guess this is just a radio show full of nerds. But we've got some funky fresh content coming for you up in here. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
What songs did you play, Anna?
Oh, let's see. I played Bless the Telephone by Labby Siffrey and You Are the Right One by Sports. And now I'm going to play, I know this is like very cliche WMFO, but I'm going to play one of Mac DeMarco's new songs.
I almost thought that it wasn't going to be, so I said it as a joke, but there you go. It is the reality.
It is indeed Mac DeMarco. Here he is with On the Level. Let's hear it.
Level.
Well, howdy doody again. So that was my very basic Mac DeMarco stint. But, like, who knows if Mac DeMarco is really even basic? We were just having this debate. So, like, I'm turning on all of the buttons. Okay.
Every button.
All of the buttons. I was confused for a second, but I figured it out. So, like, if you know Mac DeMarco, and if you listen to Mac DeMarco, I feel like it's considered to be, like, basic to, like, play Mac DeMarco, because he's the artist that all the people that, like, know music are like, oh, mm-hmm. Everyone knows him.
He's, like, basic in, like, the alt side of the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think he's good. Like, his new music is so good.
Mm-hmm.
It can be considered basic, but it shouldn't be said in a bad way, because
I know
his music is good.
It is good.
There's
completely
nothing wrong
agree.
With being basic.
Yeah, it's like chokers are basic, but chokers are nice to wear. And
you're wearing
at.
A really good Lily choker right
I'm
now.
Wearing a choker.
Yeah, it's a great choker. I agree with that. So, you know, it's okay. We're okay with being a little bit basic here. That's all right. I have to do okay. Music.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
Oh,
Howdy Doody again. We got some more friends up in here, which is just so darn exciting. It's definitely popping in here. So who do we got? We've got...
Am I starting?
Kieran!
Hi! We got Kieran.
Here he is. And
also got Jess, who just finished a 10-page paper no more than 15 minutes ago.
She did it so goodly.
She did a thing.
So she has the cookie that I gave her. Yay. We're so happy. So we were just going over our spring flings. And it was an interesting conversation.
Well, these two didn't stay for Tinashe. Did you guys stay for Tinashe?
No.
Two songs.
We stayed one song.
Song and a half.
Okay.
I don't know. I really
she
should
have.
She
was impressive, guys.
I know.
She was great.
I was just exhausted by
that
point.
Yeah.
I messed up. It's fine. But, you know, we're fine. We are just living our best lives. And I think one thing I want to talk about is, like, we're nearing the end of the semester here, or the end of the school year in general.
You're right.
We've got, like, a week left. I'm literally going home in a week. So I'll play a song in between so we can think about it a bit. But let's do a rose, a bud, and a thorn. Oh,
for the full year?
For the year. Mm-hmm.
What's the bud again?
The bud is something you're excited for or looking forward to.
Got it.
Yeah. So let's ponder upon that while we play some fresh tracks.
Drop the beat.
I don't want to play this song. Oh gosh, I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, Anna.
I'm gonna play AC/DC.
Perfect. They were an answer to a crossword.
Really?
Question today. Yep, in the daily. Check it out, guys.
Check it out.
Tell him,
Whoa. Hey there. I don't know. I'm just feeling some AC/DC. Sometimes you just gotta. Sometimes you just gotta.
You gotta.
So, like I was saying before, we're gonna do some reflections here, because this
RBT.
Is, I assume, the last show this semester slash year.
Last official show.
The last official Probably. Show. But I'll keep you guys posted on the social medias for...
Headphones?
Huh?
The headphones?
Or here, do you want these ones?
Oh.
You can do these ones. So I'll keep you guys posted for some sick updates over the summer about, you know, when I'm going to perhaps have some shows, just drop in, sub for people. It'll be super fun. Just check it out and follow it up. Mmm, crunchy.
Good,
so,
this is good.
Since this is our last official show, we're going to start off by doing some roses, some buds, and some thorns. We're going to reflect upon the year in these 2 hours and really reminisce about our sophomore experience. We're halfway done with college. I almost said high school.
Oh, don't say that.
Undergrad.
And that is assuming that all of us
right.
are on the four-year plan.
Mmm.
Which, like... We'll see.
I don't know. So,
four
Lilia,
years here,
we're going
like,
to start with you, Lilia.
Anna told us to think during AC/DC, and I was not doing that.
We just chattered away.
Yeah. Wow.
We can also start with someone else. I can put someone else on the spot.
I can throw my butt out and then continue thinking about Rose and Thorn.
Go so you think I
thought it's
you were going to moon us. I was thinking they said butt.
I'm going to throw my butt out here. Too. I really thought you said butt,
Guys,
too.
Come to the station. Something exciting is about to happen. No, my bud is that I'm going home in about a week, and I get to hang out with my sister for the entire summer,
which
yes. I'm really excited for.
That's so
Does
exciting.
Everyone have a bud, at least, and we can just all do buds?
We can do buds.
Okay. Cool.
Buddy.
My buddy is I am working a real cool internship this summer, and I'm really, really hyped about it because I get to work with kiddos on child therapy over the summer, which I didn't think I'd get to do, and it sounds lit, and I'm real excited about it.
She's my therapist already.
No, I'm not.
She's not officially my
no,
therapist.
I'm your best friend.
Low
There's
key.
A They're close.
That's Rebecca.
They're too close for comfort.
It's really close. Shout out to Rebecca for actually being my therapist. Shout out for Jess for dealing with me normally. She's going to do great with
so
the kiddos.
Tender.
Tender. So, Bridget, what about you? Tell me a thing or two. Do you have a bud? You know what? To spread this out, we'll do
buds. Then
we'll do buds, and then
go ahead. I would say that my bud is for everyone to like move off campus and have like homes.
Right.
So fun.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I'm excited for homes.
Yeah.
Okay, Kieran, you're up.
Oh, time for a bud?
Yeah. Bud.
Well, a few months ago, I honestly did not think that I would ever figure out what I wanted to do, what I was interested in. Who knows? I thought I was just going to go through life from one thing to another, and one of them would stick. But in the last few months, I decided on not one but two majors, and something that I want to do.
What are they?
Bio
Tell us about
and
it.
History. Want to go to med school and be a cancer doctor.
Oh, yes.
An oncologist. Saving lives. I know a thing or two.
One cell at a time.
You sure do. Dechlorophyllating everything.
Quick.
Oh, fun fact. most of this semester, I've been working on a big old group poster presentation for one of my bio classes. And
turned out real beautiful.
We've finally printed out the big old poster.
Shout out Rohini Loki if you're listening at home.
Shout out Rohini Loki and Rosie Quinn if she's listening, Carly Edison, all of them MVPs. Anyway, brought home this beautiful poster, and Anna, our resident humanities major.
Here I am.
Hi.
Film and media studies and sociology, actually.
Are those not humanities?
I stand corrected.
Not really, but...
You stand specified.
I stand specified.
Yes. So, Anna decided to try her hand, or rather her mouth, at pronouncing and trying to understand one of the paragraphs on this thing. Dephosphorylation was pronounced deflorphylation. Myosin light chain phosphatase was simplified to MILF.
As it should be.
Oh, milk, MLC.
Yeah, milk and MILF.
Milk and MILF.
She said that once the milk does the MILF, the dephosphorylation happens.
Keep in mind, this was a presentation having something to do with hypertension.
Hypertension
right?
in
yeah.
cells.
Yeah, so to stop hypertension, the milk has to do the MILF and deflorefillate it.
Obviously.
She really wasn't far off.
That's all that...
Any doctors listening, please confirm, call in and tell her she's right.
About the deflorefillation.
Yes.
Deflorefillation.
Deflorefillating MILFs.
Yes, exactly.
Since 1997.
Yeah, I know a lot about biology. You can hit me up for all of your tutoring needs. So I would say I have a bunch of buds going on up in here.
We them buds.
So I've got all these buds hanging out with me at this here radio station. But then also, I am just really excited because I somehow got all my stuff together for this summer. And I'm really excited to do a bunch of new fun things. I have a really cool internship doing something that I'm really excited about. I have a cool job, so I'm going to make that cash money and be able to travel when I go abroad in Paris.
Ow!
Woohoo! I'm totally
going to come see you.
Oh, absolutely, you should. Lily is going to be in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Oh, it's like the Cheetah Girls movie.
Barcelona.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
every day will be a reenactment.
Ooh, that's so exciting. Barcelona.
You just go so you can say the name of the city over and over.
I have like a really cute boyfriend and I have some really good friends. And so I'm just like, things are rocking and rolling for me. They're going pretty well.
Shout out to Patooter Macooter if he's listening.
Oh, he's definitely listening.
Patooter Macooter.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I saw Peter McCauley 3 separate times today.
That's so many times.
You are blessed.
Hashtag blessed. It's pants. So anyway, I'm just pretty budding about with some good things going on in my life, and I'm really, really excited about it. So I'm gonna play a Bruce Springsteen song because shout out to my mother who's tuning in. And she's gonna wanna hear it.
You've got a Jersey girl and you shout out your mom on Springsteen?
Shout out to Jess too.
I don't like Springsteen as much.
Don't say that in front of Mary Lou. Now we've got Kieran with that dank, dank PSA.
There's something very dangerous in your home.
Oh, no.
Where are the tunes, Anna?
I messed up. Here they are. It was Bruce again.
There's still something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable.
It's a serial killer.
Yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
They fell right into the trauma center.
All 150,000 ladders
Stop
were in
them
trauma
above
centers.
The trauma center. You'll be fine.
that seems to be a treacherous place.
It sure is. Don't laugh at this, Anna. Ladder safety is a serious issue.
You're right.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
I'm going to visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety and read you guys some fun facts.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Ladder safety. Be safe on ladders.
Or just don't use ladders.
At least not in trauma centers. Like, why is everyone... I'm done.
Why is everyone?
Why is everyone?
Stop.
Stop it.
Just hey, stop.
Don't be that.
All right, you're doing a bad.
On ladders. A badder.
Right. So we're going to think about our thorns during the next song. So this is Lilia, think during this next song.
Okay.
All right. Here's another song.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything money could buy.
Snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
We never thought of ourselves,
is leaving.
Never a thought for ourselves.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made. Meeting a man from the motor trade.
What did we do that was wrong?
He's heavy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
Fun
is the one thing that money can't buy.
Something inside that was always denied.
Bye.
For
Bad transition.
Oh my god.
Worst DJ.
I know. I stink, don't I?
We can do our thorns to go along with that bad transition.
Yeah, that was a bad transition, so we're going to do our thorns now. So let's start with Bridget.
My thorn goes out to Mark Sheldon in the entire computer science department of Tufts University. That's all.
That's it. Just comp sci. Okay. I get it.
Which way are we going?
We're gonna go
this way.
Jessica.
Oh, okay. Well, my thorn is probably just the news looking like the Onion all year, but I feel like that's an easy cop out.
It's a cop out.
I'm really not looking forward to moving, and it's been stressing me out for like a month that I have to pack everything and move it into a house, and like I don't have a parent coming up to drive me home this year, so I have to just like make everything have a place, and if it doesn't, I have to bring it home on the train with me.
And then I told you, my mom and I will help you.
I know, my exam's from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m., so I need to like get my stuff in order early in the day so we can go and do that.
Get it in order early in the day, or you can just like put it in a pile and we'll just like take it.
That would be kind. But yeah. Either way, the idea of moving is stressful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's more like a bad bud. That's more like a dented bud.
Like a wilting bud.
Oh, but that's a bud that you're afraid of, but it's gonna turn into a rose. You know?
That was pure.
That was really
pure. Carm dinners have been terrible. That's my thorn. They've been so bad recently.
Screw you, Carmichael Dining Hall.
Today was weak.
Garbage.
Today was really bad. It was chicken tikka masala and beef tenderloin tips.
But it wasn't good.
Like, tikka masala. I had wet spaghetti and some peas and a banana.
Band name, wet spaghetti.
Ooh, I'm writing it down on my list.
Right?
I have a list of band names, too. Oh, we should go through them.
Oh, yes.
Compare.
That's a great idea.
What's your thorn?
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Just Fleetwood Mac. I'm gonna follow up on Jess's thing and just say the thorn of the school year was November 9th for me. Not just because of the election, but like there was just a lot going on at that point in time for me, mm-hmm. and it all just culminated on the gloomiest day ever.
Uh-huh. There was a palpable cloud of depression.
I walked outside and immediately started crying. It was terrible.
That was Greek Life Week, too, and my sister came and visited that weekend, like, to come hang out with me, and there was nothing happening because it was the first week. Everyone was mourning the election, and there were no Greek Life parties or anything, so it was just really sad, and
everyone was just drinking in their dorm rooms.
She was like, I hate visiting you. It's no fun. I took her to, like, my comedy magazine layout, like... I took her to Zam layout because there was nothing to do and I didn't want to just have her sit in my room, and then we went back and watched How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and like cried. It sucked.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rachel.
Thrill of a week.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rachel.
I would say, you know, all in all, comparatively to last year, this year has been pretty darn good. But I would say that a thorn for me has been just... trying to think of one. I was supposed to think and I forgot
to
think.
Well, it's May now. April's rocky. May.
Yeah.
April's just
a bad time for everyone involved. But thorn would be we're just trying to figure out our lives. And although some things are working out for me, it's still just scary to have the prospect of being a real person. I know I'm going to be super anxious, like, before going to Paris, which I know, like, boohoo, you're going to Paris, but, like, I'm going to be puking all over the Eiffel Tower. I'm just going to be like, oh, look at the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I don't know.
You can't bring the bucket with you everywhere.
I know. I have a puke bucket, Lilia.
Fun fact, when Anna moved in, like, the very, like, was it this year? Last year, did you have the puke bucket also? I wasn't there when you moved in last year. This year she moved in.
No, it was this year.
Because
last year I puked in my garbage can.
Right. This year she moved up and had a huge old metal bucket that was brought in the car by her parents.
It wasn't just metal. Okay, that's like a chum bucket.
It was a big blue bucket.
It was a plastic bucket.
A big bucket. You didn't use it though.
No, I didn't.
And I was so proud of you.
Thank you.
And that's how the year started, me being proud of Anna for not throwing up.
That's yeah. where we're at.
You did it, team.
That's it.
That's it. Okay, no. Kieran.
Oh, Thorn.
That was a really cop-out Thorn. I'm sorry, everyone.
That was a good one. Again, it was kind of like a bad bud, but...
Bad bud. Scary, but we're going
to
get there.
This patient face wants to express a thorn.
Okay.
No, she's still doing it.
No, thorn it up.
Thorn it up. Okay. It's just November was garbage on so many levels.
I'll wait.
What?
I'll wait.
This isn't about you, Jessica.
Okay. Not everything's about you, Jessica.
Our anniversary's in November.
Yeah, she's basically saying that you're garbage.
I was going to say that that's when my grandfather got diagnosed with dementia, but all right.
Just please.
Thanks.
This is a cheery show.
We'll be out of the thorns soon, guys. Almost
done. Other than that, that's not a thorn. That's a bud. All right, no, that's not a bud. That one was a... No, wait, no. The other thing. Not my grandpa with dementia. What Jess said was a rose, but it's thorn time. So moving on post that, I also realized that I'll have to... This is also kind of like a dented bug because it's good because I figured out my major, but I have to take at least 5 lab courses in the next 4 semesters. Which... Hey. You too?
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you majoring in?
Aren't you CBS?
In?
I'm pre-med, so...
Oh.
And like the comp sci labs and stuff.
Oh.
So I think you were CBS.
I am.
Oh, okay. I was right. Okay, cool.
So yeah, lots of stuff on the horizon. Just realizing that, and also anytime I go home, there's a lot of stuff to deal with. But it's okay because family's still here. So dented butt.
So good to know that we're
love
not all
dented butts.
We're not all getting pricked.
They're all here in the station.
We're not all getting pricked with thorns necessarily. So we'll cheer it up a little bit for our next little round of conversationing, and we're gonna have some rosy thoughts.
Rose is coming up at ya.
So let's rock.
Ooh yeah,
let's rock.
The radio.
It's
were a DJ. I thought you passed your DJ.
Well, at least I actually passed it.
Oh my god, that's my thorn.
Okay. I'm not passing your DJ test. Ooh, so Bridget has to do math, so she's going to do her rose first.
Okay, my rose is my tender new friendship with Anna Tillett, which blossomed this year.
I knew you were going to say that.
And I cherish her so much.
Friendship
is nice.
I actually also cherish you a lot, and I can't believe we didn't know each other before this year, and now we have a radio show, and
I feel like I met you, like, once in Tilton.
Bridget, I think we met 4 times before we actually became friends.
Yeah.
Because we were in the same O group.
I was rarely
you reminded me of that.
We were in the same O group?
I think so.
With Anne Mahoney?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that
and Marie-Claire Ballou.
Oh, I didn't have her.
I had her, but I knew everyone else
had Mahoney. I had the joy of having Anne Mahoney.
You reminded me of that every single, like, we went, I think we were at Masala once or something, and you
Oh my god, I love Masala.
And you were like, Jess, like, I think we, like, know each other. We were, like, in the same O group, and I was like, all right, and then you said that to me, like, the next, like, 2
That was at Kyle Blacklock's birthday.
Oh my god.
Hey-o.
That's when we really became friends, because I remember you texted me,
and
you were like, hey, are you going to Kyle Blacklock's birthday at Masala? And I was like, yeah. Heck yeah.
You're like, who is this girl?
Who is this girl? But I knew that, like, my friends were friends with you. It was one of those situations. So I was like, we should be friends too.
And Kemma was friends with you.
Yes.
And then correct. You came to Masala, and I was like, wow, friendship.
Can I just say I love that we, like, call out people by their full names on air?
It stresses me out so much.
I think that we should, I wish we could do another 2-hour show and just, like tell drama.
Uh huh.
Because
gossip.
Nobody. I mean, maybe there are some people listening, but like,
no one listens. Who knows?
It'll just go into the airwaves and sit there, and
no one's really gonna listen. So we could tell stories of murder.
I already did that one episode.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Brigitte.
I love cereal.
Bye, Brigitte.
Bye,
Bridget. Brigadoon.
Wait, Klaus just texted me. That was a wonderful friendship story. Tell Klaus I love him.
Klaus, Bridget loves you.
Klaus.
Klaus is my rose. Klaus is my rose.
Klaus is my rose. I get to live with him. It's lovely.
Klaus is everyone's rose. Klaus, before I had an interview, texted me at 7 in the morning. I was like, hey, good luck on your interview. And I was like, it was just the nicest thing in the entire world.
Klaus, you're a gem. Don't stop being you.
One time I was up till 3 a.m. studying for a test, and Klaus walked into my room, handed me a slice of pizza, and left without a word. And if that's not friendship and love, I don't know what is.
Sometimes I just walk into our common room and Klaus is there, quietly working away.
Quietly napping.
Yeah, it's really tender.
Having Klaus as, like, a character in my life is such a gift.
Klaus, what we're saying is,
we love you.
We love you.
Use your Instagram so we can marvel at you on the internet.
I want more pictures of you to look at when we don't live together.
I love looking at your face, Klaus.
It's a very good face.
Okay, let's stop talking about Klaus.
Why?
Can we get a Klaus hour? We can just talk about Klaus. Amazing. All right. So I have a rose. my rose. I know Jess, you're going to, like, groan, and you're going to be like, bleh, bleh, bleh.
Was it Peter?
No, my rose is, well, Peter's great.
Shout out to Peter McCauley.
Shout out to Peter McCauley.
And Meta 64 Jet.
Yes. No. Okay. So my rose is definitely the fact that I feel like I have solidified a lot of amazing relationships this year, like whether it be with friends or it be with, boyfriends or
Shout
like
multiple
boyfriend singular.
Polyamory on WMFO radio.
Shout out Peter McCauley's.
Peter McCauley.
There are 2 of them.
Double trouble.
Is he a McCaulis?
I guess so. Now he
Peter
is.
McCaulis. Patooter McCutus.
I don't like it. Okay. Anyways, I just feel like this is super mushy, but I've met the friends that I'm going to have for the rest of my life this year, and I've like solidified that. And Jess is making a face at me, but like
it's a Saba face.
It's a Saba face, but
Saba Kandani, full names.
At Saba Kandani face.
It's the face she makes when she's either shook or yawning, and I can't tell which.
How can you not tell?
I usually can't.
My teeth are bared more when I yawn. Oh, pay attention.
Anyways, continuing my tender rose. I just I like all my friends and all of the people that are in my life. So thanks for being in my life. Yay!
Yay!
Okay, Lilia.
Hi.
Ooh. My rose. Wow. It's hard to pick out I think it's nice when you can't pick out one specific rose because I think that usually means that things have been consistently good.
Yeah.
You know, so the goodness doesn't stick out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that my rose was spring semester.
Mm-hmm.
Because fall semester was really hard and then I came out of it and I was like, I can do it.
You can do
anything.
And
then spring semester, yeah, it just went really well. Well, all my classes were, like, ridiculously easy, so that helped part of it.
Oh!
Okay, here's my rose. I got to go to New Orleans over spring break. Yes, that's my rose.
Didn't you go? You were on the same trip as Bethany.
Yes.
Bethany Kirby?
Bethany Kirby. Kirby. We roomed together.
Shout out Bethany Kirby.
Bethany Kirby is the Cloves of our suite.
We love Bethany.
Bethany is the best. So New Orleans was amazing, although we encountered quite a few racist micro, not even microaggressions.
Just aggressions.
Just full-on macro aggressions.
Economics, anyone?
Aggressions.
Saba Kandani, economics. Cloves. Cloves Tectani, economics.
Shout out Cloves. Back to Cloves, everyone.
Ode to Cloves.
Cloves. Clavia Alex Tectani.
Baklava.
Baklava.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Everyone
New
Orleans. Go. We just go visit.
Mardi Gras.
Nolens.
Beignets.
Crawfish. Crawfish or crayfish? What do you say?
I don't say it. I think crawfish.
I say crawfish.
I've never had to decide.
Mm.
Maybe crayfish.
Maybe you just want different.
You just want to be different.
I'll
Karen.
Point at it on the menu if I ever get it, which I never will. It's really, you have to like rip their heads off and suck out their flesh.
Ooh. It's like little alien.
I don't like that idea, but I still don't think I'm ever gonna get it. Unless I'd
force-fed
it. Oh
wait, no, I cooked some on a camp out one time.
Did you have to say it while you were cooking them?
Crayfish.
He just wants to be different.
Dumb face.
I really do.
Okay, Jessica, Rose. A rose for Jessica. Did you guys ever read that story, A Rose for Emily, about
yes!
the girl?
The short story?
The short story.
About the
what?
Girl, she keeps her dead husband.
Her dead husband.
What?
Ooh, and then
what?
People start smelling the rotting corpse, and she just, like,
what?
Dresses up the rotting corpse.
Wait, mm-hmm. What? I thought this was going to be a cute moral of the story, like middle school friendship story. What?
No, this is a rose for Emily.
Like
a rose for Emily. I'm going to try to find.
Okay,
yeah, maybe we can read a section. Sweater.
Yeah. Okay, Jess,
did you read the story about the sweater, about the girl in the ugly lost and found sweater who like cried?
Oh, the cottage cheese sweater.
Yes, I read this story so many times.
Oh my gosh, I read that story.
It made no sense.
And literally because of that story, I can't eat cottage cheese.
Are you kidding me?
Because I think about the smell of cottage cheese.
I think that was like Rachel. Her name was Rachel.
Uh-huh. And I think about lumpy sweaters in the Lost and Found. Like vaguely dirty, lumpy sweaters.
That would probably be really cool in a thrift store now.
Which would be really cool in a thrift store. But now, because on that short story, they said that the sweater smelled like cottage cheese. I now cannot eat cottage cheese. It makes me gag.
Ugh.
Because of that story.
Wow.
But anyways, I'm going to find... So just
literature changes lives.
Cottage cheese influence.
Great, now I'm just thinking about the story, but I can salvage some roses out of this.
Okay.
Like,
and I'm
going to
look up a rose for Emily.
It's been a solid year. Trash for the world, but pretty good for me. So, like, a lot of good times. But the one I'm going to endorse the most is when I met Jonathan Edmund Mulaney. John.
Yes.
Just John. It's not Jonathan. Just John.
Stop.
John Edmund Mulaney on the night of January 6th?
8th.
No.
Oh, no, it was
You
6th.
Left the 8th.
Oh, yeah. 6th.
6th. On the night of January 6th, 2017.
Also Nick Kroll.
Also Nick Kroll, but that was less significant.
Yeah, that was just a, hi, Mr. Kroll, have a nice night.
With John, there was a discussion where we asked about the whereabouts of his beautiful French bulldog. I loved John Mulaney
Spoiler
as a comedian.
Alert, she was peeing.
She
well, no,
was.
She had to pee. That's why he had
I'm
to
I'm either
leave.
Having a drink or I have to pee. You're living the golden years, kid, not me.
Like he spoke in rhyme.
Ooh, good. I've loved John Mulaney since my freshman year of high school when I got his album on iTunes and have listened to it a subsequent probably hundreds of times since, because before I had Spotify, I couldn't listen to, like, I listened to Pandora Comedy, so I just had this one album for when I was offline. I just listened to New in Town over and over and over and over and over again. Bottom line, I love him a lot. I followed his whole career, and then I met him, and then Kieran and I jumped a lot in the street and almost ran into people at, like, in New York City at, like, midnight.
I did run into people.
You did, and you apologized profusely.
And so did he.
Chris just texted me, I've been told I look like John Mulaney. I know, he told me that when we met.
He
remember. He doesn't, he looks like Frank.
John Mulaney said, I look like Chris.
I told him he looked like John Mulaney when we met, actually.
I look like Frank, you're right.
Here's a funny story about John Mulaney. like maybe the first month of freshman year, my friend Isabel and I saw this boy in Carm, and we were like, holy shit, he looks like John Mulaney, but if John Mulaney was a serial killer, and we don't know his name forevermore, we only call him, well, we call him JMSK for John Mulaney serial killer.
That's like my perfect serial killer. John Mulaney serial killer. That's bottom
perfect
line,
in general for
it's
me.
Perfect in general for
two
me.
Of your
it's two of my favorite things. I'm not endorsing serial killing. Bottom line, meeting John Mulaney was a life changing experience, and I was on a high for like 3 days after. Well, I'm still kind of riding that high. I have a great selfie with him. It's been my cover photo for like 6 months.
Kieran, a rose.
Does it have to be like within the school year, or can I do like a week before?
No, you can do anything.
Okay, so like a week before the year started, I had this really, really cool internship with Rolling Stone magazine. And for part of it, well, like the big part of it was I got to like listen in on phone interviews with people.
Phone calls
and transcribe them, such as with Snoop Dogg. And I also had to answer the phone one time, and I said, hello, this is Rolling Stone. Who am I talking to? They said,
to whom?
I can... You know what?
To whom speakest me?
You know what?
What?
Hi. Anyway. Hi. The woman on the other end of the line said, hi, can you tell such and such a person that Alicia's calling for them? I said, yes, Alicia who? She said, Alicia Keys. I said, you sure? And she said, yes, can you please just transfer me? I said, sorry, Miss Keys, have a nice day. And then I transferred her. And that was probably, that was a great rose.
So,
did you accept that rose?
Keys.
Did you accept that rose?
Okay, speaking of roses, I finally found a good synopsis of a rose for Emily.